Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So the Irish squad to play this year's Six Nations will be announced this afternoon, and one of the key decisions facing coach Andy Farrell is who will replace Ireland's all-time top point scorer Johnny Sexton as team captain. Well, here to discuss that choice and the options facing Andy Farrell is Irish Independent rugby correspondent Rory O'Connor. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
So who's in contention for the role of captain?
Yeah, it's wide open, Claire. I don't think anyone really knows apart from Andy Farrell himself, and maybe the person involved has had a phone call at this stage before the squad is announced at 2 p.m. I'm hoping to write a profile of whoever gets it, and I've prepared five just in case. So that's
five.
Yeah, so it's quite remarkable. They've kept it very, very close. So Peter O'Mahony will be the most senior man, I think, in contention. He's the Munster captain, he was the Munster captain until recently. He's done the job before, but he's currently in negotiations over a contract, and the indications are that maybe that's a sign that he won't be getting the job, which brings us to the two Leinster co-captains, James Ryan and Gary Ringrose. Ryan has done the job before and for a long time would have been seen as a natural successor, but Ringrose has come up as kind of a very viable alternative, a very respected player who in recent times he's been getting on very well with the referees, which is a pretty important part of the job. And indeed, recently an English ref, Matthew Cardy, asked James Ryan to stop speaking to him so he could talk to Ringrose instead, which I'm sure Andy Farrell would have taken note of. And then you've got the Ulster captain, Ian Henderson, who's captained Ireland very recently in the World Cup warm-ups and is a very respected senior player. And the final kind of contender that we're looking at will be Caelan Dorris, who'll be they'll be skipping a generation by going with him, but he is one of the first names on the team sheet, a really respected rugby player, and he captained Ireland at under 20 level. But He said earlier this week that he doesn't think he'll be getting the job, so that maybe is a sign that he's already had a conversation, but it's wide, wide open.
Yeah, and like it just shows, you know, that Andy Farrell, really he's embarrassed by his riches when it comes to, you know, the number of players he can choose from for that role. But despite that, it's a really tough one to fill. You know, if you're looking at Johnny Sexton, you know, if you're looking at it in that context, someone with the dedication and intensity that he had.
Well, if you go back to, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s, we've really only had a handful of figures who've done this job. So you have Keith Wood into Brian O'Driscoll, Paul O'Connell, Rory Best, and then Johnny Sexton. So it's a very kind of elite crew of big names who all commanded respect within the role. And Sexton, when he got the job 4 years ago, was already such a senior figure. He did he kind of was a captain in all but name. He was almost like an on-field coach. And he was kind of, a lot of the players within the squad would have grown up looking up to him. So he had this position of real status before he even took over the role. And he did the role very well. He had to grow into it. You know, there were issues around his relations with referees and things like that. But by the end, it was just, he was the Ireland captain. It became synonymous with him. And I think that's part of the reason that the field beneath them, you know, that I'm sure Farrell has worked on all of their leadership skills and they have a leadership group in there, but there was no obvious alternative to him. Even when he got injured, it would be different players would get the job depending on selection. And, you know, Johnny was one of the first names on the team sheet, but right now, some of the contenders that I mentioned there, you wouldn't be 100% sure that they'll be playing against France in Marseille on Friday fortnight. So that's an issue for Farrell to grapple with as well, as he kind of starts to look towards, you know, he's the start of a new cycle and all that sort of thing. So there's a few things for him to consider as he makes his big decision.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no soft start to this either, as you mentioned, that match against France to open with. You've got to be all guns blazing for that one, right?
Well, absolutely. You'll have a new number 10, obviously, and Jack Crowley from Munster is the player who'll step into that role, presuming he's fit to play, and he's been very good recently. But I think we'll see a very established team. I don't think, you know, it almost feels like this game, because it's an 8 o'clock Irish time kickoff in Marseille against France, it almost feels like an extension of the World Cup. And I think, you know, when people tune in to see it, even if people haven't been watching rugby week in, week out since that World Cup, they'll see a very familiar team. A lot of the players who were, you know, starred in that tournament that ended in such disappointment in France. And, you know, it's very key for Ireland to get this right. They're defending their title. They won the Grand Slam last March, and that's very important. You know, financially, the Six Nations remains the key to Irish rugby's finances. So they don't take this tournament lightly ever. And they play Italy in round two. There might be some room for experimentation, but I think when you see the squad today, It'll be very established. I think you'll see one or two new names who've been kind of starring for the provinces in recent weeks. But because of the nature of the start, because of the importance of the competition, it will be a very senior group. And also this Irish team let no one down at that World Cup. You know, they're coming off a very strong base.
So it'll be rock solid. Well, I hope for your sake, as much as anything, that he picks one of the five that you've written the articles about, Rory, and that you're not left stuck there with a
That's
new
the
name.
Thing.
It is. Rory O'Connor, Irish Independent rugby correspondent.